The London game was a weird game, started very weird. It was just a very, very weird game. And I addressed my D-line about that, just about how weird these games could be. I remember the game we played in Jacksonville, and it was a sunny day. I mean, great day. I remember it vividly, but it was just a weird aura. And then playing in London, it was just a weird, I can't even explain it. It was just a weird game. And I ain't never beat these guys, so it's just weird, man.
It's just weird, man.
Everything that Ed Oliver just said makes so much sense about the Bills' recent history against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's not even just recent history.
Just a weird, I can't even explain it. It was just a weird game. And I ain't never beat these guys, so it's just weird, man.
Yeah. It's weird.
He mentioned the 6-9. He mentioned the London game. But if you go back, even E.J. Manuel in London against them, the playoff game, mm-hmm. Tyrod Taylor against them, Kelly getting injured against them. I don't know when specifically, but it was just like the Jaguars have always been.
And yet, oddly enough, though, it's a very close to 500 history between these two teams.
It's history from like 90s forward. That's
no, like
weird.
The entire history of these two teams. It's 10-9.
Really?
Yes.
And has that been recent history where the 10 has come from in Jacksonville?
So, these last 2 years, yes. But before that, Buffalo was kind of taking care of their business against Jacksonville, and then mm-hmm. there was the year that the playoff game happened. So, in between the playoff game and now, they've kind of handled the Jaguars. But then, of course, 6-9 with Urban Meyer getting one of like two wins of his entire NFL coaching career. Thanks. Love that. But then, of course, last year, another game that was, as Ed Oliver said, weird. Deflating, because that was the Matt Milano injury in that game.
Yeah.
And the team looked like they should have been able to handle things, but red zone woes last year was the name of the game. If this team can handle the red zone woes and actually combat them this year, it should be an easier time for everybody.
Yeah.
I, for one, would love to not have to have any sort of stress with a Jacksonville Jaguars Buffalo Bills game. That'd be great. That said, am I going to be expecting to have a stress-free Monday night? No. Because the Jacksonville Jaguars, for some reason, there's a monkey's paw involved with them.
Yep. Thorn in the side for some odd reason.
No, I'm talking about their franchise.
Oh.
Hey, we want to beat playoff caliber teams. The monkey paw curls. You could do that, but you're not going to make the playoffs.
No, they've regressed since they made that playoff run, right? After they came back against the Chargers, they played the Chiefs.
Then they pulled what the Titans did the year before, which was collapse late season, lose the division.
Yep.
To Houston.
They pulled the Miami, those Florida teams.
They pulled the Tennessee. Because mm-hmm. Jacksonville took it from them two years ago.
Yes, you're right.
They took it from them. Last game of the year, and Tennessee is doing everything that they can to survive, and Jacksonville win in done. And then the year right after that, they collapse, lose to Tennessee, by the way, which had Jacksonville won, that Bills-Dolphins game would have been for division, 2 seed, or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was losing my marbles for that pregame.
Yeah. We all were. We were all sitting in
no,
here.
No, Zach and I were on the air.
And Josh and I were before.
And I was losing my stuff because I do believe Ryan Tannehill threw like a terrible pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Why do I have to? This is what I get for having to cheer for the Titans.
Yeah. I remember because we did the last segment of that. We did a full-on day for that. And
yes.
It was starting as Josh and I were wrapping up. You two joined in for that final like five minutes.
Right.
And you were already like, I have to root for the Titans today. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Like you were, and then I was sitting
out
there.
And then the game
there,
was happening. And
it was all over. I was listening out there and you were just going crazy. Yeah.
That was what I got.
I remember that. That was insane. That was just a cool day for football, though. It really was. It was really exciting
but
all around.
But then the fear actually came in of, oh my God, if the Bills lose, it could be like they're out.
Yeah, they're not going to the playoffs.
They're not going to the playoffs.
They're either the second seed in the entire conference or they're not even in. Like that.
That would have been the craziest storyline.
Yes.
And I was fascinated by it heading into that pregame. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was staring reality in the face, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, the barrel of the gun pointed to my forehead, and I went, nope, never mind. I thought it was cool. I hate it.
It sounds so cool in theory, like a great movie plot. But also, when it's staring you in the face, you're just like, no.
It sounds so cool until you get punched in the face.
Yeah, nightmare. Like, that's what you're dealing with.
And you're
with
like,
there.
I just got punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, the Jaguars are weird. They're this goofy franchise right now. They had a small little moment in the spotlight with Duval and Saxonville, and then that collapsed so intensely. Trevor Lawrence does not look like the guy that was this like surefire number one all-star kind of slam dunk pick. But then they gave him a contract. And then it was Trevor Bank Stadium or whatever the hell that was last week. And they put up a dud against a Cleveland team that you should beat. What are the Jacksonville Jaguars? Ed Oliver has it right. They're weird.
Yeah, and he said it enough times for it to really stick because they are weird. I just, like I said, and last night I was talking about this. I want to say that they can handily win because I think they will. And
they
Aaron Quinn even mentioned it earlier on the show. On paper, this looks like something the Bills should just win. But is this going to be one of those trap games, those Billsy losses, right, on the season?
And typically Jacksonville as of late.
Yes. Yes. Does that take the Bills from 12-5 to 11-6, right? Does it take them out of that? Like, this is a game you kind of have to win to really start pulling
away.
Hey,
you wanted that number one seed a couple years ago and
this
then
is
had
the
to
year.
Play against Cincy instead?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You got to win games like this.
Look at Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
It's time to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How's it going?
Hello. It wouldn't be right if I didn't get on to Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday with Joe and Derek. How are you guys doing today?
Not too bad. I'm feeling a little more locked in. I'm dialed in today, Rob. What you got for me?
Hey, well, you know, you're talking about the game for Monday night. Remember this, all right? So 2 years ago, we played in Jacksonville, all right? And we lost. We played in London. We lost. Guess what? Jacksonville's coming home, baby. We're going to be in Buffalo. No sweat. It's prime time. We're going to play very, very well. I don't have any nervousness, nothing, no apprehensions. And plus, you know what? We got the two high safeties.
Yes.
So, anyway, listen, you know, I was listening to you. It's like, oh, I don't like WGR 550. Listen, I love WGR 550. I'm going to break it down to you like this. You got Joe and Jeremy in the morning, right? So Jeremy is like Joe's big brother who likes to turn the screw a little bit, and he's got a great sense of humor, dry sense of humor. Those two are fun to listen to. That's why I listen to them in the morning. Then you got Sal Capaccio, who is the professor. Love him. But then if Sal's not on, you got Josh and Zach, and those two are like brothers, okay? Then you got Tasker and Brownie, and they're like, you know, they even it out. They're nice to listen to. But then we get to Shope and the Bulldog. Now I'm going to break it down to you like this. Shope and the Bulldog remind me of the two older men in the balcony from the Muppets who criticize everything and make jokes. All right? And you two are definitely like best friends. And I enjoy you guys all the time. You guys are silly as heck. And Joe, I got to ask you this. Did you call Graham yesterday for her birthday?
It was too late by the time I got out of here yesterday. I didn't want to make the call. I texted her though, and we do text back and forth. She's pretty good with the technology. I'll be seeing her this weekend to celebrate. So,
that's awesome. Well, happy birthday to Graham.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah, and I noticed that Ruff is getting a little rough on the guys from the Sabres. He's doing some Herbies on them, so we're going to call them Ruffies.
Yeah, no, it's been interesting. Rob, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for taking the time. You can get me going on hockey at any moment, and I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do that probably after this segment. Like, I probably wanted to dedicate half of this show to the Bills, or at least a little bit longer than half.
Yeah. And then we get into...
And then do a little bit of Sabres leading up to Joe Yurden at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Their preseason campaign, as you said, begins tonight, too.
Yes.
So
we got Sabres hockey tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that was fun. Like, last week, I went to the Prospects Challenge, and I got to see everyone, or everyone on the beat.
Yeah.
And that was fun. It was fun to see everyone again. It was fun to talk shop with everyone again. It was fun to just shoot the stuff with everyone again. Paul was causing trouble.
Of course.
He got Rob going. That was fun.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. It was great. We just start laughing as Rob's going up to someone with the Sabres. Like, hey. And then we're just like, this is Paul. You did it. Your fault.
That's funny.
But when it comes to the Bills with the Jaguars here, and I appreciate the confidence, Rob, because you saying it allows me to not jinx them, because I don't have that confidence. Ed Oliver really had a point here when he said it was weird. That said, the last three times that the Buffalo Bills have hosted the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're 3-0.
Yeah,
they've won their last three against Jacksonville in Buffalo.
Yeah, the home games are where it happens.
In Buffalo is the particular description on this, because last year was technically a home loss.
Yes, it was, because, oh my God, even though the Jaguars were there for the week before to play in Andy's room against Atlanta.
But even then, the last time that a Bills-Jaguars game was in control definitively by either team was 2012. Every other Bills-Jaguars game since 2012, and there have been seven of them since then, have been a one-score game. Stressful. Thanks, I hate it.
There's just nothing but a sigh. I hope the mic picked that up, because that's all I have to say. please do not allow a Billsy loss to happen.
As a matter of fact, in the entire 19-game history between these two teams, there are only four games that are more than one score. They're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Oliver had it right. They're weird.
He did. He accented the point of weird.
Because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goofy, random franchise that you cannot explain when they randomly get good. Because when have they been good? Throughout their entire history.
They got randomly...
From the start.
Yeah.
From the start, they were good.
They got randomly good.
Mark Brunell, Keenan McCardell, Fred Taylor.
Blake Bortles, they were like all
so
right
started,
with.
They started hot, them in Carolina, with their franchise history. They both started hot.
Well, yeah, they did.
But then after that, for a long time, the Jacksonville Jaguars were a very forgotten franchise.
Yeah.
And that's where a chunk of most of Buffalo's wins come from, their history.
Yeah.
But in the last six games, the Bills are 2-4 against Jacksonville.
That'll be 3-4 after Monday.
You guys can express all the confidence in the world. I believe in my jinxing powers. I'm not using them right now.
Okay.
Maybe on Monday I will. On accident. Maybe I'll feel better Monday. Do I think that they're the better team? Absolutely. Do I think that they should win? Yes. Do I think that they will win? Probably. Am I ready for this to be easy? Absolutely freaking not.
No, it will not be easy.
Because it's not because Jacksonville's a good team. It's not even because the Bills will Bills either way out of this. It's because the Jacksonville Jaguars are random. The Jacksonville Jaguars... A, this is going to show my age, and B, this is going to show my nerdiness. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the RNG to Pokemon Red and Blue.
Okay, I have
you
no
do
idea.
Not know what that you don't know what that means. But ready, it's this: it is so random, just how good or bad something could be for you. And that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have no idea what the heck's going to happen, and then the next thing you know, you're losing a game to Urban Meyer. Even though you're one of the best teams in the National Football League. And you score 6 points.
Yeah. That was the...
And Josh Allen was the best player of the game, but it wasn't yours.
Right. Didn't Josh Allen, Jaguars Josh Allen, get an interception on Josh Allen last year in London? Didn't that happen? Or did that happen at a different point?
That was that 6-9 game.
That was the 6-9 game. Sorry, they just all blend together because they're terrible.
Exactly. And that is why I will never know peace when it comes to the Jacksonville Jaguars, apparently.
Maybe that's why they made it a doubleheader. So if it is a terrible game, you can, you know, nationally, no, you can switch.
It's going to be a close game. I just mentioned. Only four times in their 19-game history has it been a two-score game. I would love to add to it for the Bills' sake on their side. Because the Bills only have one blowout win in their history against Jacksonville.
That's just gross.
Oh, two. Sorry.
Two?
They have
what,
two.
What were the scores, if you have them?
In 2003, 38-17.
Okay, I was a one-year-old. That's ridiculous.
And in 2012, the aforementioned 2012, 34-18. Otherwise, it has been stress city with these two teams.
Well, in 2012, the Jaguars were, I mean, the Bills and Jaguars were both pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like that one was kind of just what
one teams was the worst kind of bad.
Yeah. Was that the E.J. Manuel game? In 2012? I'm trying to think.
2015.
Yes.
The London one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was 2015.
Who was the quarterback in 2012?
Can I look for it? Absolutely, it's I can.
Bills quarterback 2012.
I'll let you try to guess it. Oh, okay.
Would I know?
It's kind of, it should.
Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Against Chad Henne.
Okay. I mean, Fitzpatrick did have those up and down games. That's like when I was starting to really like pay attention to the Bills. So, I, you know, that makes sense coming out of a Fitzmagic game. He'll just put up points all of a sudden, you know? Like he did with Tampa before Tom Brady got there. What? What are you looking at? What was that face?
Ryan Fitzpatrick's stat line was 9 of 17 for 112 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a rushing touchdown.
That sounds like a rookie Josh Allen stat line.
Fred Jackson had 109 yards. C.J. Spiller had 77.
They ran
the damn ball.
Yeah, they did. Smash mouth football from those 2012 Bills.
But also, who were these Jacksonville running backs? Montel Owens and Rashad Jennings.
Whoa. Yikes. Well, that makes sense then, that win.
Chad Henne had a reception for negative 6 yards.
The quarterback?
Yes.
So he caught his own pass behind the line of scrimmage?
Had to have, because I don't see another passing stat here.
So it must have gotten batted, and he caught it. Would that... Oh, I'm so confused as to how that would happen. I mean, that has to be the only way, right? Or did he... No.
Ready? The Jaguars are weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the point that we stick to. Also, you know who had the interception of Fitzpatrick that game?
Who did?
Old friend Paul Posluszny.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, that I was. That's when I first started paying attention to the Bills, at 2013, I think. That's so like 2012, 2013, that was when I started actually being able to understand.
Yeah, so please make this easier, everyone. Please, thank you. You're welcome. I don't want to have to deal with random Jacksonville game number 14.
Keep the hopes toned, I would say. Don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, that's the last blowout win for the Buffalo Bills against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know, whether you wanted to or not.
I don't think I did, but I know now. So... Yeah, Jacksonville. Yikes. I liked Doug Peterson in Philly.
And do you remember the last time that Jacksonville was in Buffalo? That was when Jalen Ramsey was going up to the Bills sideline. You trash.
And Josh Allen and is undefeated against him since that happened.
And including this game.
Including
it was 24-21.
Yes, and... Oh, yeah, in the Miami game, he torched him with Ty Johnson. Mm-hmm. He floated one
yeah,
in there
he did.
On him. So, listen. Like I said, Doug Peterson's their coach. I liked him in Philly. He was aggressive. He went for it on fourth down. He was known for being a little bit of a loose cannon, right? Like, kind of like his decision-making. Mm-hmm. He was a more aggressive coach. He had a better team than he does here.
Yeah.
And he still does it here and does not convert, you know? So, it's like... I think Doug Peterson was a good choice for the coach. Your supporting cast, though, is not. Like, you had Calvin Ridley last year. You had a better supporting cast last year.
I don't know if it's better or worse now, but, like, the thing is that you paid this quarterback a bunch of money, and he's not winning you football games.
No, he's not.
Speaking to how weird Jacksonville is, you ready for this?
Hmm.
Trevor Lawrence has lost his last 10 starts. The Jacksonville Jaguars, dating back to last season, have lost 10 out of their last 11 games. The only win that they had was against lowly Carolina in that stretch. Because that's how they collapsed the division last year.
Yes.
And now they've started 0-2.
Then they might just continue to keep going down.
Such a goofy franchise. Like, this, all of what this is a recipe for the perfect trap game, and I hate it.
I know. All Monday. You think that's what Monday's going to be on the station? It's just going to be everyone like, this could be a big trap game here. I think that's going to be a consensus.
All I'm waiting for is just, I'm calling it an unnecessary amount of stress on Monday.
Yeah, that weird, eerie feeling in your stomach that's just kind of, ugh.
Yeah. We'll talk more about the weird pit in your stomach as well as everything else, because Sabres hockey begins tonight as well, just to help with your impending ulcers that will happen for future Joe.
Yeah. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Let him know. But, yeah, we got plenty more on Bills. Joe Yurden joins us at 1 o'clock as we talk Sabres. Their preseason training camp has been underway. There was a mini heart attack about the Sabres franchise defenseman and possible captain. You know, no big deal. Typical Sabres stuff. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
From day one, we want to get better every day. That we want to put the work in. I want them to challenge each other to be better. Be better as a line. Be better as a D pair. You know, we're going to play a little bit different. So I want them to get comfortable with some of the breakouts and how quick we want to play and getting out of our zone quicker. So with the group really was just bring energy, bring enthusiasm, get better from day one to the last day of the year.
Lindy Ruff taking on the challenges of being the Sabres coach once again.
Aha.
Ha ha.
Ha. It's also aha who sings the song.
Ha ha. We're clever boys. We're just a couple wild crazy guys.
That song now I can't listen to, not because of this, but because of
the dumb thing that I did before I turned the mic on.
Whenever I get into my car, aha. Right, the A, it's the automatic song that plays, and like when I'm on my way here early in the morning,
yeah,
I just hear that and I'm like, nope, no more take on me, I'm out, it's over, done.
But just listen to the real big fish version of it,
the slow version,
ska version.
What?
Real Big Fish did a cover of that song.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Have you heard? Oh, of course you've heard the slow one they used in the second Deadpool movie, but
yes.
MTV Unplugged did that. That was pretty interesting. I don't know. It's just goofy.
Yeah, listen to the Real Big Fish version of it. Because who could ever feel bad listening to ska? Scientifically proven.
Yeah. Scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven. Just like how it's scientifically proven that the Buffalo Sabres give me a headache.
Yeah, that's more than scientifically proven. That was.
By the way, just to let everyone know, Joe and I both have Sabres shirts on today.
We do. Unplanned.
Unplanned. And Evan does too. They're all three different versions.
They are.
I have a royal blue. Joe has navy.
This is an old Reebok one. Old Reebok one.
And Evan's got a goat head. So we've all got Sabres shirts on today.
Yes.
Which makes me beg the question, why can't you let us love you?
Yeah. Why can't I wear my yellow slug jersey and be proud of it?
Because... Day one of training camp, 5 minutes into the freaking skate, Dahlin leaves the ice, does not return, and everyone's like, oh, bleep, here we go again. Luckily, it doesn't look like it's anything too serious. He's skating on his own again, so he's working his way back onto the ice. But man, I would have really loved to not have to panic or possibly like want to cry on day one of training camp. Sabres. Why do you Sabres? Come on. Let me love you.
Yeah.
Please. Like, any opportunity that I get, and it's almost to a fault at this point, for covering a team that has a 13-year playoff drought. The minute I have a chance to talk hockey, I'm going to do it. And yeah, it's Bills season. Yada, yada, yada.
But it's also...
First of all, let's be real about something here. This station, we're almost dogmatic to the point of having to cover the Buffalo Bills. It is shoved so far down your throat that you need water like you're eating a sleeve of saltines.
I do need water. There's an empty bottle.
So, if I want to talk about the Sabres, I'm going to talk about the Sabres. If I want to talk hockey, I'm going to talk hockey. Because A, you're not the boss of me. And B, I just like hockey, damn it.
I feel like this is coming from a place in your past.
It is.
that I remember witnessing.
Absolutely it is. Evan knows exactly which day I'm referring to. Right before day three of the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, but then the Sabres give me a scare like that with Dahlin, and it's like, realistically, how much am I allowed to get away with this? Because you keep causing panic attacks or existential dread, typically the latter, over 13 years. I'm glad that it's a nothing burger now, but it's just funny to me. And not like funny in the ha-ha way. Funny like the Jacksonville bleeping Jaguars. They're weird. Yep, your head is at your forehead, knowing that I am right.
I'm going to just do
We have this. The weird team in hockey.
Yeah. I'm just really hoping.
Joe slumped in his chair
how,
now.
This is how I'm sitting
I've
for the rest of
I've broken him 5 minutes into this segment.
Yeah, I'm lounging for the rest of this one. Just,
you're just like, I'm not trying anymore.
I don't even have the energy to keep my head up. The one thing I'm really hoping for this season
is what they unknowingly do to us.
Yeah. They don't know what's going on. There's no cameras in here. They don't know what's happening to us.
Hang on. I'm going to get connected with the fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a tweet, actually, from Cricket saying, it's the first Sabres game this season. Yeah, it's preseason, but it's going to be their top lineup versus the Pens. Do you think you could possibly talk about them today? Oh, I'm already on it. Full segment? What if I grease your palm?
Grease and palm.
Had I seen this earlier, I could have got paid to talk about them.
Right.
More than I do now.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot. I work in radio, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? I mean, I'm thinking about it, right? I was thinking a lot.
Like they're weird. We just talked about a weird franchise.
Yeah.
But the Buffalo Sabres are weird in a different sense. And I'm not trying to be negative about it. I want to be passionate about this team still, and I want to keep bringing that energy about them. Why? I'm the fool that still loves hockey.
It's hard not to, though. Going to those games, even when the Sabres aren't great, still, like, good
it's,
to get out and watch the team.
It's also just me loving the sport. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a league where half the teams make it in. And you still find a way in 13 years. It's a statistical anomaly at this point to not make it for that long. Thank goodness that the New York Jets continue to be the butt fumble of the NFL. Because if not for them, it would be the Sabres, eyes on them for the longest playoff drought in the four major sports.
That's my one thing. That's my one thing for the Sabre season.
I need Aaron Rodgers and the Jets to stink.
Yeah. If there
and
could be
because
one.
Because the Rasmus Dahlin situation gave me this little, I don't know if this is a burp or a heart attack, that
I have those daily.
I had no business having.
I have those daily. I question if I'm, I like, you know, like the, if you're like, you know, you have like the hiccups.
That's troubling.
And you get like a little bit of a, like a burn or whatever, you know, a little bit of heartburn from eating something spicy. And then later.
You're too young to be thinking about the words heart attack.
Later, I go there. I, you know, like I'll eat hot wings, right?
Yeah.
I'll get heartburn later in the evening, and I don't take antacids. They make me feel more nauseous than I already do. Hmm. You know, like just the Tums, whatever.
The Sabres are that.
Yeah, the Sabres, effectively, yes.
The Sabres are your heartburn.
Yes. And I do lay there at night and sometimes question, is this it? Am I going? Like, is it over? But no. We're all good. We're in the clear. I gotta sit back up. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't do that. But yeah, that's the one thing I'm hoping for this season is that the Bills and Sabres have one direct line of communication, and that is stop the New York Jets and allow the Sabres to get into the playoffs. Not sneak in. I want them to make the playoffs.
I'm perfectly okay with both. Like, let the Jets still have the longest playoff drought of the four major sports, and then Buffalo not be behind them anymore.
Yes. Because let Buffalo get out there.
Because we've already had a Buffalo team with the longest active playoff drought at the time when it was the 17 years. So, I would like for that to not be the case. To have a Buffalo team leading active playoff droughts again.
I would very much like that. I think this is, hopefully is the year that a new coach comes in and they do.
By the way,
I'm not thinking they're going to go far. I hope they just make it. Like, that's what it is.
I have some signs of hope because assistant coach Seth Apper talked to the media today. And we'll ask Joe Yurden about this in a little bit, in 15 minutes, actually. But he mentions, Appert does, that the key of a power play is to tire out the penalty kill. Movement is key. Get movement, get garbage goals. Why? Because that's how it's going to happen, because they're tired and they can't get to you in time. And that tells me that there's a huge philosophical shift in the power play with the man advantage at this point, and I'm not going to see the same old umbrella attack that barely moves players around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have the umbrella strategy, but you need to have skaters moving around and rotating in and out if that's going to be the case. There wasn't a lot of movement. Bowen Byram comes over from the trade deadline from Colorado and immediately looks lost on the power play because they're not moving.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. 2 years ago, when they were 1 point out, they actually finished 1 point out from a playoff spot.
But the power play was able to catch them off guard because of the shooting wonders of Thompson and Olofsson.
Yes.
But it caught up to them later on in the year.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were not at that unreal clip at that point.
No. And also, Skinner being on the power play just hindered it quite effectively.
Yeah.
And like, that was a problem.
He's one of the best 5-on-5 goal scorers that we're going to have seen in recent history.
Yeah. But can't play on the power play.
Can't do it on the man advantage.
Nope. Couldn't. He cannot.
He couldn't.
And also, their man advantage was stagnant, just staying in spots. They weren't really moving. That was a big problem with the power play. Like, they hit their posts, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just pass it around and then send someone in. Instead of moving around, confusing, you have an extra man. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know? What was that face for? What'd you see? The exclaim face. Essentially, an exclamation point just popped over Derek's head to give everyone a visual.
Being terminally online is a problem.
Okay, that's all we're gonna leave it there.
That'll be at the next segment for like the throwaway.
Okay.
But again, this is an opportunity for the Sabres to actually do something, and the offseason was quiet compared to what we would want from them. The top six looks like they're not going to get the reinforcements, and it really is kind of like this hope and prayer sort of scheme. I wouldn't call it hope and prayer. I would call it optimistic. Potentially to a fault, that you're expecting players, young players, to bounce back. That said, it's okay to spend the cap. Even though the last time you did it, it was Taylor Hall, Eric Staal, and you know a bunch of other disasters that year with Ralph Kruger. Thank you.
The reverse Ted Lasso that didn't work.
Yeah.
They brought in the soccer coach for the hockey team. Yep.
But... it's okay to try again.
Let's not talk about the soccer coach. Thank you.
But it's okay to try again when it comes to spending money. And yeah. I think the thing is that they need to break through. Because if they don't, you're going to keep having the problem. Players don't want to come here because they're not successful. .503-0550 is the number to call if you want to chime in. Anything Bills, anything Sabres. We're going to talk with Joe Yurden in about 13 minutes or so as... Sports Talk Saturday rolls on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evans on the board. You're listening, as usual, to the home of the Bills and the Sabres, WGR. Every week, I'm writing an article on Tuesdays.
Called
Wandering Thoughts. Almost in a way, as an homage to the squirrel-like, almost ADD-centric mindset that I have.
Oh, that's why we work so well together. I mean, I'm diagnosed with ADD, so yeah. I mean, that changes anything.
Yes, that was me as a kid, too. But mm-hmm. I don't know if that was also, like, just being a kid. I don't know. But in the spirit of that, when I'm on doing the show, I have Twitter open, obviously, because sometimes we get connect with fans that way, and then you see random things like this.
Oh, God.
Someone is selling almost McFarlane figure quality of a figure of Andre Johnson beating the heck out of Courtland Finnegan.
What?
I saw this. I was like, this can't be real.
And that is why I stopped dead in my tracks in the last segment. Because I saw it as I was talking.
Oh my God. I haven't seen it yet. Hang on. I'm going to see if it pops up.
Yeah, it's...
I'm like trying to think how... like.
What was it?
That can't be real. That had to be like...
How much do you... As someone that hates the Titans... How much you got to hate the Titans?
What was it called? I'll search it real quick.
Hang on. So
it's like if you look up maybe Andre Johnson.
I'm going to just retweet it on my Twitter at Derek Kramer 49. This is one of the wildest things I've seen. Yes.
Yep. I saw it earlier today. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like they're high detail too. Like the quality of those things.
Someone definitely put some work into it.
They put some work into this.
Enlarging it. Yes.
And what the hell am I looking at here?
Someone retweeted.
But how is this a bobblehead, though?
It's not a bobblehead. It's a figure.
Oh. Were I Courtland Finnegan, seeing this would make me hunt down Andre Johnson to run it back. That's what someone retweeted it as. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if this is unhinged behavior to make a figure of that.
Is that are they selling? Like, should we get one for the studio? Just like randomly place it in here and make people like
why?
See what people.
But that's the other question. Why?
Are you that much?
I hate the Titans. Don't get me wrong.
I
feel like this is out of pocket.
Yeah, that is bad.
It's out of pocket.
That's bad. But it's also like, why would you take that much time to make that? Like, that's kind of where my head's at.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that one might be weirdo fan behavior. And there you go.
I know why the exclamation point popped over your head in the last segment now.
Yeah, because that was in live time.
It makes sense.
I saw it for the first time as I was talking.
I wouldn't have been able to continue. I give you props for that. If that popped up while I was speaking.
Dude, you have no idea the amount of power that I have of being derailed, sometimes derailing the show myself, and then having to get it back. I'm typically the cause.
I like to get involved sometimes. Yeah, squirrel, Doug.
Like, that's me on a normal basis. That is why I've decided to, with the articles for every week that, you know, like we're all supposed to be writing them as hosts. That's why I've decided on Wandering Thoughts, because that's just what I do.
Yeah.
Smooth brain, go wee. Smooth brain, go burr. And I can't wait for that one to be clipped.
Smooth brain go burr.
Smooth brain go burr. Because that's what it is here. But anyway, I have to text Joe Yerden, see if he's still good to go here, as Sabres practice has been going on. And we'll be joined by Joe Yerden, the noted jerk himself, coming up next here, talking some Sabres here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evan's on the board. Third hour, let's do things.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.